Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Havilah Cunnington, and this is Havilah's Podcast. I'm excited that you're tuning in today. You know, this podcast was created by Truth to Table so I could have a place to share my heart, biblical truth, simple lifestyle leadership, as well as just connect with my table community, my table tribe. So I hope that you'll spend a few minutes with me as we jump in to whatever God has put on my heart this week. And don't forget that you're never too far gone from where God wants to take you. You are loved, you are seen, and He wants to desperately know everything about you. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Let's jump into this. Welcome to the Havilah Cunnington Podcast, and I'm Havilah Cunnington. And today, I'm so excited that you're tuning in because, well, I get to have one of my friends on the podcast. And you know, we don't have a lot of people on this podcast, partly because I can't get it together, but also because I want you to get to know people that are interesting and maybe that I have a relationship with, or at least want what their product or what they're endorsing to be out there. The cool part is that I have a guest on here today that we've been friends for a long time. So it's exciting that I get to have my friends on my podcast. And today I have none other than the fabulous Bianca Olthoff. She is a pastor, an author, a mom. She is hysterical. I don't know what else like you don't do, but you're amazing, Bianca, and I'm so glad you're on this podcast.
I'm excited to be here, Hav. We've been friends for not 5 years, for 6 years.
I did the math. 6 years.
Yes.
I stalked you on YouTube. I think I was the stalker. I fangirled you, and then you put up with me.
I'm not even kidding you. I think I might still have email saved. And here's the thing that I want to communicate to your listeners, which is so fun. It's not like you were a stalker. You literally didn't like fangirl. You're like, oh my gosh, amazing. You just shot an email, said, hey, you are really good at what you do. And I'm doing the same thing. And I just want to let you know, like, you have someone cheerleading for you in Roseville. I didn't even know where Roseville was, dude. I was like, oh, cool. Thanks, man. And literally, I just thought it was going to end with that until we reconnected when you were in LA. And for anyone out there who feels like, wow, I just want to encourage someone, don't be a crazy stalker. Don't try to get something from them. Encourage them. And you never know, maybe 6 years later, you might be friends with that person.
Well, I mean, this was before the age of Instagram. I think it was like Facebook and YouTube. If we had Instagram, it was like just beginning.
No, it was Instagram. Back in the day, we didn't have Instagram. I feel like we're getting to that age where I'm like, oh my gosh, we're really getting old. But no, I saw a video on YouTube and you sent me the link of that video. And then also in your email, you included a link to one of your preaching videos.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's kind of embarrassing. I was like, if you think you're cute, you should see me too. I'm embarrassed. Well, I knew that you were like a pastor's kid and a twin, and we were doing the same thing. I was teaching at my dad's church. You're teaching at your dad's church. And I had never done that. And to this day, I have never done that to anybody. It was just this like surreal moment where I was studying for a message and I was looking on YouTube and I found you. And I think I just sat back and was shocked. And then when I finally spoke in LA, I reached out and you drove over. We had a meeting together and laughed and cried. It was just instantaneous.
It was. And I, at the time, I was living in Orange County. Oh, actually, when you emailed me originally, yeah. I was single living in Los Angeles. And then the next time you reached out, I was married living in Orange County. So I drove down to go hear you, to hear you teach and also to connect over lunch. And we had such a great time.
We did. What I love about you, Bianca, is that you are always really hungry for like what God is doing and what He wants to speak. And, you know, you just have this hunger. And I always am amazed because you're such a brilliant
woman and you're smart. And I don't know if anyone's ever on this podcast, I'm surprised if no one has heard you yet, but you're an incredible communicator. You're as brilliant as you are funny, but you're also really, I think, humble in the way that you want to learn and grow. And I think that's something I've really enjoyed about you. Every time we get together, you ask really good questions.
Well, thank you.
That's right.
You know, I love that you think that I'm like brilliant. You say
are.
Every time we talk and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm really not. I just try really hard. I'm always the nerd that's like taking mental note or writing down things because I didn't, you know this and we both struggled academically, but I couldn't read, write, or spell until the age of 12. And like literally, I know for some of your listeners, this is going to sound crazy, but I just wasn't very involved with like the miraculous or the prophetic. But I remember being 12 years old and begging God for a miracle. I said, really? If you give me words, I will give you my voice. And shortly after that, we went from being classified as like special needs to being
amazing
and scoring in the 12th grade for reading comprehension. Like that's miraculous, you know?
You're serious. That's, oh, you're totally serious.
Oh, I'm serious, heart attack, girl. Yeah.
Yeah, I would never have caught that from you. Never. That's amazing.
Why, thank you.
That's why we relate, I think, in so many ways, because we're the same thing. So yeah. You grew up in LA, you're a twin, you have a family, got married to Matt. And what started you on this journey of like helping, well, people around the world, but specifically women and teaching and writing, and what started all this?
You know, I've always had this burning desire for transformation. I'm obsessed with this concept of transformation, and it always felt something that was like far away or elusive, or maybe for like the extra holy. And so, when I began to kind of just go into God's word and be able to see life transformation through not just biblical characters, but people that were living it, their lives out, fully alive, filled with the Spirit of God, hungry for the things of God, I began to think like, well, how do they do that? And so it's just been kind of like this mandate on my shoulders. I feel like I'm passionate about creating practical handles for people. And it's usually, I would say 9 times out of 10, rooted directly in a biblical narrative or a book of the Bible. I'm just passionate about that because me in and of myself, I don't really think that there's a whole lot of wisdom that I can give, but I love scouring the scripture and making it super practical while making it come alive. And that was the beginning of it. It was just like, it started in youth ministry with a bunch of girls that were like, the Bible's boring. And I'm like, no, boo, boo, you boring. You gotta make it come alive. And so that's what kind of started it. And then I was in grad school at the time. I did not want to be involved with ministry. I just wanted to be rich and live in LA and own an art gallery. And you tell God what you want, and then he just like flips the script on you. And I just became super passionate about making the Bible come alive and creating resources for people to take their next step in living the life that God's called them to live, AKA transformation. And so, from there, it just ministry began to grow. From it was like blogging at the time was cool, and then began to travel and write and speak. And now my husband and I have planted a church in Orange County, California, and I have my third book coming out in August 26th.
I know, and I'm so excited. I mean, this has been a full year for you. You planted the church. It's called the Father's House. Is that Father's House OC?
Yep.
Or make sure I say that right.
Orange County.
Which is really amazing because the Father's House whole network of churches is phenomenal. So if you even know, if you're a Californian, you'll know that they are like Matt and Bianca are the perfect additions to that community. But then you also have this brand new book coming out. That's kind of what I wanted to talk about today was this idea of, I mean, obviously you had a book called Play with Fire. You've written, you've done Bible studies, but like why this book? First of all, it's called How to Make Your Life Not Suck.
How to Have Your Life Not Suck.
How to Have Your Life Not Suck. I'm going to get that right. So why did you write this book?
Okay. So again, this came out of this desire to see people's lives transformed. And I remember being 25 and thoroughly confused, not just on the things of God, but confused on life. And I'm like, I just wish that someone would have spoke to my 25-year-old self 10-ish years ago and say, hey, if you just had A, B, and C, or if you did 1, 2, and 3, you might not be running into the same walls that you're running into, but yes. I didn't. And so most of the time on the road, people are like, hey, will you mentor me? Or, hey, what do you think about this situation? And I realize that I'm doing them a disservice if I'm not fully unpacking some practical wisdom for them. And so I sat back, and one of my favorite books in the Bible is this book called Ruth. It's in the Old Testament. It's only four chapters, but it shows this beautiful narrative of an older woman, Naomi, and a younger woman, Ruth. And like, they do life together. They go through loss together. They have love together. And all of a sudden, from loss to life to love, these women's whole world is transformed. And I was obsessed with this concept of legacy, because the story starts one way and ends in a surprising way. But then what we don't suspect is 400 years later, this baby that was birthed out of their story that brings us salvation today. And what if we started thinking about what we can learn from the previous generation, apply it to our lives with the mindset of thinking, I don't want to live for a good weekend and a good Instagram post. I want a good legacy. What am I building for the future? Yep. And it might be kids, but it might not be kids. It might be a business. It might be art. It might be music that people create or poems that they create. And so this book is three sections. First one is on relationships and dating, because dang, millennials need some help. Oh my gosh, they're making some dumb decisions. And I remember I got married a little bit later. And so I remember kind of stumbling and fumbling my way through. And so first section is on dating and relationships. And we see that played out through Ruth and Naomi and their loss and what that love looks like. And then the second section is on faith and spirituality. Some of the hard questions. In that book, we deal with death. We deal with depression. We deal with heaviness, and even this concept of sovereignty that we see throughout the book. It's that big theological word, which basically just means God's in control of everything, even the hard things in life. And then the final section is on adulting. I just feel like, what would it look like to find a mentor, have a mentor, go to work and show up on time? And all of these principles are based out of the book of Ruth. And my heart in communicating this is like, do I think that this one book, when read, and all of a sudden it's going to be like a magic pill where your life doesn't suck? No, but I do believe that if we start making these micro to macro changes in our life, then our life really could be on a trajectory where it doesn't suck.
Gosh, I love that. And when you say we, did you write it with someone else?
No, I wrote it by myself, but I invited my friend. Her name is Dr. Deborah Gordon. She is the chief psychologist for her own private practice. And she's also the chair of the Department of Psychology at Moody out in Chicago. And I just realized when I went through, struggled through depression, struggled through loss, struggled through death, I didn't have appropriate tools that can navigate those things. And so I felt like I received so much help by meeting with a licensed counselor. And she's a trained therapist. And so I had her chime in on areas that I felt like, hey, would you mind giving us free therapy? So not only do people get to read the book of Ruth in this book, but they also get to read How to Have Your Life Not Suck and get free therapy from Dr. Deb Gordon. So there were certain things where, you know, we talk about, I share this one story of how depression is really affecting our society today, and share the story of going in and connecting with a young woman who had attempted suicide through the act of cutting. And we see kind of like this undercurrent of depression and PTSD, anxiety through the life of Ruth and Naomi. And I did not want to open up a can of worms that I could not close. And so that's a great example of where Dr. Deb popped in, and she was able to give us 10 ways to identify if you're wrestling with depression, and great practical tools to do, like what happens when you are depressed. So stuff like that. Yeah, it was fun.
I love that. I think, you know, getting that kind of perspective as well, where you have the biblical, but you also have that kind of psychology that allows us to know what normal is and the mark. So you get all this biblical truth, but then you also have this ability to filter it through. Am I really struggling? And how do I walk out from this? Somebody who's studied the brain and life. And so it's powerful. I love, first of all, I want to say, I love that you're tackling the idea of relationships. You tend to like to do that. Is it just because you were single? I know I got married later in life too, but I'm curious, what is it? Just, you feel kind of like you can tackle the topic?
You know, it's actually come out of a need. So if you think about a lot of the television shows that are wildly successful right now, from dating reality TV shows, stuff like Bachelor to Bachelorette, to even Paradise Island, to even shows on Bravo, Millionaire Matchmaker. We are obsessed with finding love. And I feel like we have been sold a faulty bill of goods. Between magazines, movies, and media, we are swallowing this pill that, you know, we're going to expect rose petals and horseback riding on the beach while sunset, then getting in a hot air balloon. And then we realize that that's not reality. So how do we have healthy relationships that are normal? And then more importantly, how are they biblical? How do we end not just relationships, but in that relationship section, I also talk about friendships, because friendships are relationships. And like, how do you know when a friendship is done? When should you walk away? What does self-preservation look like? I feel like it's not just dating and relationships, though it's kind of manifested that. I also believe that like we're tackling in this season marriage, and I'm a stepmom. So I have two stepkids. I inherited them when they were 5 and 7, and they're now 13 and 15. And so what does that look like to lead well and love well, live well in healthy relationships? That's really where it spawned from. But I think I could speak on authority. I can't speak on authority about parenting because I'm like, let me make sure the kids live until they're 18 and go to college. And I can't speak about marriage yet because I'm like, my husband and I fight all the time. We are passionate about each other, but my gosh, we get on each other's nerves and we nitpick. And so I was like, okay, so we've been married like 35 years and we never argue and like we wear matching outfits. Then I'll talk about marriage. But one thing I can speak on with authority is friendship and relationships. So that's why it was kind of, I spend a little bit more time paying attention in that section.
And I love that. I think people need all the help. I need all the help I can get. I know a lot of people, and sometimes we all assume just because we're adults, we should know how to do this. And we don't. Sometimes, like you said, we can save a lot. I mean, we can save a lot of pain. And it's one of the number one questions I know I get and you get, which is either a friendship or dating or marriage, somewhere along that, which is just dealing with another human being. So absolutely. I love it.
Absolutely. I think that's also a tactic of the enemy. If you go back even to Genesis, when God said, it is not good that man is alone. It's this concept of like, we're supposed to be in community and the enemy wants to sever that community. And so let's just talk about like dating relationships. Prior to marriage, the enemy is screaming, have sex, have sex, have sex. So that you, because you, your soul is craving that unity, but that unity should be in the context of marriage. Then you get married and then the narrative changes. The enemy starts saying, don't have sex, don't have sex, don't have sex. Drive a wedge in that unity. So I just kind of want to speak to that and raise and elevate the conversation. It's just like, let's figure out how to do healthy relationships because this is a picture of the gospel. It's a picture of God at the beginning of the universe, Father, Son, Holy Spirit together. And that's kind of what I want to hone in on that.
Wow. That's so good. I can't wait to read this. Do you, let me ask you, for those that are listening, it's not a Bible study, although it follows the book of Ruth, it's real practical as well, right? So they're going to get it, but it's not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. In fact, the publisher asked me to do a Bible study with it. And I actually said no. If people pre-order the book, I give away six video sessions or DVD sessions, digital sessions, plus a whole PDF that goes through it because I want people to get there for free. Like if you're going to read the Bible, I will give it to you for free. I just want people to love this story. I'm not doing a Bible study with that. I provide basically Bible study for free. The book though, it does not chronologically go through the book of Ruth. What I do is I take principles. So each chapter will start off with a verse from the book of Ruth that kind of sets the foundation as to what we're going to be talking about and why we talk about it. So we pull in wisdom from Ruth and Naomi, practical stories, real life examples. And I love to laugh like you. So there's always going to be a dose of humor in it as well.
And you're so funny. Sometimes when I watch you preach, I just, I'm like, is this this is unbelievable. I just think.
I need a muzzle because I don't plan any of that stuff. It just comes out. It's like verbal diarrhea. And when I'm around funny people, I'm like, I'm praising the Lord and I'm watching my P's and Q's with you because it's inappropriate real fast. I just feel like I'm a loose cannon. Watch out, sister.
I love it though. I've been watching your Instagram more and more and I'm like, there she is. I think this pastoring thing has either got you like exhausted, so you're just getting more free, or you're kind of like, hey, you're either my people or you're not. And I just I love it. Well, I think this book is phenomenal. It will basically come out in August, but you can get it today. It's pre-order, right?
Yeah. Go to Amazon, Target.com, Walmart.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and pre-order the book. And when you pre-order the book, there's a bunch of stuff that I'm giving away for free as well. On the website, BiancaOltoff.com, you can actually submit or you could forward an email and you can get all the free goodies that we're going to be giving away. The 10 Dating Commandments PDF.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Dateable are you with the 7 video session for the Book of Ruth, and a bunch of other free stuff that we just wanted to give away.
Oh, that sounds so awesome. So again, you guys can go right to her website and make sure you get that, all those goodies. So if you do get the book, you know, you don't want to miss that step, but the only way to do that is you can't just get on Amazon. You have to go to her website and make sure you buy the book there and get all the downloads there. And make sure, I always say, if you get the book, make sure you take a picture and tag her, tag us, let us know you learned about it on the podcast. It always so helps. Fun. I think people always assume we know, and it's like crickets. Unless somebody posts or tags or shows us, we don't know. So I know you and I, we're both relational in that way, but we enjoy it when people let us know.
It's so fun. It makes us feel like we're not talking to a vacuum, that there's really people out there who are as crazy as us and really do want our lives to look different.
It's so true. And I love the fact that if you guys are in the LA area, they have an incredible church. Make sure you go check that out as well and give Bianca some love on, I know you're on Instagram more than probably any other. I assume you're more on Instagram more than any other. Are you a Twitter person? I don't know it.
I still use Twitter occasionally, but Instagram's just fun because you can do everything there. It's like a one-stop shop.
You can. And you can kind of catch up. I always feel like if I'm behind, I can catch up. But oh my gosh. Well, Bianca, I love you. Thanks for jumping on. I can't wait to hear about the success of this book. And so many lives are going to be changed.
Thank you.
Because you invested your time and your story. So I love you. Have a great day. Give Matt and the kids my love. And thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, I hope that really blessed your life. I hope that everything God is trying to get to you, you grabbed a hold of. Again, don't forget to give me a shout out on the socials. I'm there almost every day. And if this podcast really spoke to you, would you consider leaving a review so others can find this podcast, as well as some stars. I hope you have a great day, and I'll catch you next time.